I'm joined in studio right now by one of our wonderful producers, Sam Mitchell. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
Swimming upstream.
I love this part
of
the morning.
I've got my floaties on. Let's swim. All right, so what have we got this week?
Nice one. This week I've got an awesome show. I mean, this is what I love about streaming. It's that hopefulness before you start a new show that you're going to get hooked and find a new favorite.
Yep.
And that happened to me this week with an American show on SBS On Demand called Atlanta.
Okay.
I'm now obsessed with it.
All right.
It is a comedy, drama, parody thing all about the rap music of Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
So the main character, Earn, is basically homeless and bankrupt with a baby daughter at the start of the show. And he tries to reconnect with his cousin, who is a rapper called Paperboy, who's just starting out.
Yep.
And he wants to try and make him super famous and get any amount of money in the process.
Get himself off the streets. Okay.
So it's created by Donald Glover.
Yep.
Who does make music as well under the name Childish Gambino.
Oh, I know Childish Gambino.
Yeah, you've heard of him.
He's
on the Hottest 100 a whole bunch of times.
Yeah.
And you can feel every part of his personality in the show. Like, there's music, of course. Each episode begins with and ends also with amazing R&B and hip-hop music. There are plenty of in-jokes about the rap music scene, but if you don't get that, it's no worries. There's also a bunch of other jokes too.
Okay.
Yeah. He actually has like a really unique sense of humor, which is, it's kind of out there, over the top, surreal at some points. There's a black Justin Bieber in the show, for one example.
Oh, I love that so much.
That's one of the funniest episodes for me.
Yep.
But it doesn't sacrifice realism and emotion either. Like, he makes light of dark situations without being insensitive.
Okay.
So, of course, he would make like a comedy drama like Atlanta, which kind of needs to ride the line between serious and lighthearted. It does that really well.
Yep. Well, when you've got anyone parodying Justin Bieber, you get pretty lighthearted. I like that. It's
exactly,
hilarious.
Yeah. He's a pretty easy target, that's true. But it's pulled off really well. It also is a pretty slow-paced show in terms of the plot. Like, the storyline will progress over several episodes, kind of got that serial vibe to it where it's like going up the ranks of the music scene. But that gives a lot of room for the characters to shine.
Okay.
They don't even feel like characters. They feel like real people.
Wow.
It's really cool. Even a character who is in like one scene, just to make a joke, for example, they feel like they have a backstory and a purpose.
Okay.
It's really cool. They depict Atlanta as this kind of thriving community filled with weird and wonderful people where it feels like anything can happen.
Okay.
So you can't help but root for Earn and all the main characters as they try to turn their luck.
Oh, this sounds fun.
It's really fun. And to top it all off, it feels like it has a really big budget, like the same budget as Game of Thrones or Stranger Things or something like that.
Okay.
Even though it's not like a sci-fi.
Yeah.
Like that. It's just really polished.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every now and then you'll notice little details in like the sets or like even the sound effects or the writing that'll just give the world a lot of weight, give it a lot more realism. And even though there's nothing particularly beautiful about the city of Atlanta, it's just nice and relaxing to look at as well.
Aww.
It's nice. It's a chill out kind of show.
This seems like the show that you can invest in.
Definitely,
because
yeah.
the storyline as you unfolds over a few episodes, and you kind of sit back, relax.
It's probably one of the most addictive shows I've ever watched. Quite
really,
frankly.
Wow.
I'm watching like 3 episodes a day.
Oh my gosh!
And I'm almost done. There's only like 10 episodes at the moment.
Okay.
Well, season one is on SBS permanently, and the second season just started on Friday. So it's a perfect time to catch up.
Absolutely perfect time to catch up.
Yeah.
There you go. You can binge right through the first season this week, next week, and then you've got a couple of the next season to keep you going.
Yeah.
And is it like an episode per week sort of situation?
Yeah, an episode every Friday.
Yeah, then you just got to hang in there. That's always there's like a weird satisfaction and just absolute devastation when you catch up to a series.
Yeah.
Because you're like, yes, I'm up to date. I'm ready to roll. I know everything there is to know about this show. I've watched everything there is to watch. And then you're like, no, I have to wait.
Especially when it's a really long series as well with multiple seasons and you finally finished it and you're like, there's a massive hole in my life now. What do I do?
I caught up to Game of Thrones after season 3. So I binged the first 3 seasons.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got 4, 5, and 6. I watched as they came out. And now I've got to wait 2 years for the new one. Yes, they're waiting 2 years between the end of the last season and the beginning of the next.
Oh.
It was like 18 months or so. It's ridiculous.
I thought it was coming out this year. They must have changed that.
Next year.
Oh,
I'm so devastated. As far as I know, it's next year. But
and that's the last season, right?
Yeah, and that's it.
Oh, yeah.
So I know it's ending. And then I have to wait to be devastated that it's ending.
Oh, hang in there.
It's the most, like, no other show in the world could make you wait that long, I don't think.
Yeah.
It's got such a cult following that they can do it, but no one else could.
I feel like Rick and Morty is another show that kind of...
Yeah.
There was a 2-year wait in between seasons for that one. But that's a really good show. That's worth it.
See, they can do it if it's a good show.
Yeah.
I like this one, though. This one sounds cool. So you can get into it if you're not super into rap.
Yeah. That's only like... I mean, if you're into rap, it makes it even more better. But yeah. I mean... You can love it just for the characters themselves.
Okay, cool. All right, Atlanta. It is on SBS On Demand.
That's right.
Which is great because it's free.
It's free.
And the first season's on there permanently. You can catch up with the second.
Yeah, it's not going to disappear on you, thankfully.
I love everything about this. Sam, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jess.